This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Right up there at the top of the list of private equity firms in this country is one called the Carlyle Group. It was co-founded and is co-CEO'd by David Rubenstein. Mr. Rubenstein has made a name for himself in a lot of ways. Running Carlyle is one. Being rich is another. Buying a copy of the Magna Carta is yet a third. Yes, that Magna Carta. Also, a month or so ago, pitching in a few spare million dollars to restore the Lincoln Memorial, so we called him up to talk about it. Mr. Rubenstein, welcome to the program, sir.
My pleasure to be here.
What is it about, I guess you call it patriotic philanthropy. What is it about that that makes you give your money away?
Patriotic philanthropy, in my view of it, means that you are trying to remind people of your country's heritage, its history, its traditions, the good and the bad, and that's what I'm trying to do. When I buy historic documents or try to fix certain monuments, I'm really trying to get people to pay more attention to the history of our country and therefore be better citizens by knowing more about our country's history.
You've been in the news most recently for your contributions to saving, refurbishing, I guess, the Lincoln Memorial. You also did the Washington Monument a number of years ago. I can't help but wonder, though, whether those things specifically aren't the responsibility of the government to pay for.
Well, of course, the government of the United States can always pay for anything it wants to pay for. But right now, for example, the National Park Service has roughly $11 billion of needs that are not being funded. So, yes, the Lincoln Memorial is something that the government could, if it had the money, to fix up. And I think citizens coming ahead and trying to do these kind of things is probably a good idea.
How does it work? Does the head of the National Park Service call you up and say, listen, Mr. Rubenstein, we need, you know, $17 million for the Lincoln Memorial?
In that particular case, I did approach the head of the Park Service, and I thought I might be interested in doing something with the Lincoln Memorial. He came back and told me what the needs were. I did a tour, and then we agreed that it would be a good thing if I put up a certain amount of money and the federal government put up a certain amount as well when we get it done.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth when you make the – because they are investments, right? Do you think you're getting your money's worth?
I think that our citizens are helped by having some of these things restored, and I think I'm doing something useful, but obviously everything's in the eye of the beholder, and I'm sure there's some people who say that let the federal government do everything, and if the federal government doesn't have the money, it shouldn't be done, but that's just not my point of view.
As you've said, the federal government runs deficit, we've got debt, and I wonder if one of the reasons we have that problem, first of all, there is government spending, obviously, but then there's a tax structure that seems to be in need of some overhaul, and I'm wondering whether you could see a way toward a tax reform scheme that would let the well-off among us and corporations with money overseas make that contribution to what you consider civic duty.
Well, I worked in the White House under President Carter, and we tried at that time to have tax reform, and I learned then that tax reform is very difficult to do. I think comprehensive tax reform would be a good thing for our country, but I've thought that for many years, and you know, obviously Congress moves slowly. And on any given day, they can change the tax laws. So if I wait for them to change the tax laws to make sure there's more money to do the things that I want to get done, I'd be waiting a long time.
Well, let me ask it in a more pointed way then. I mean, you've been active in trying to maintain something called the carried interest loophole, which is...
I haven't been active in it. I don't think I've talked to a member of Congress about that in 5 years or so. So active is not quite right.
How about vocal? Would you settle for vocal?
I really haven't been. It's not my major focus. Of the 1,000 things I'm worried about, that's not number... You know, it's not even the top 1,000. If somebody wanted to change that particular law, they're free to do so at any given time. And I think as part of the comprehensive tax reform, anything should be considered.
What is your major focus economically? How are you feeling about the economy today?
I think the economy is going to grow at about 1.5% or so this year. Our dollar is very strong, so it's hard to export as much as we would like to export. It's a slow growth situation, but it's not as bad as it could be. We're not in a recession, for example.
Can I throw a yet on there? We're not in a recession yet, or do you reject that?
Well, since World War II, the United States has had recessions on average every 7 years. But sometimes we've gone 9 years, almost 9.5 years without a recession. I do think at some point we'll probably have a slowdown, but I don't know exactly when that will be. Nobody really knows.
Let me try one more thing with you, sir, and then I'll let you go. I do a thing every now and then with people in the know about interest rates and the Federal Reserve, and I try to get them to tell me in 5 words or less what Janet Yellen is thinking right now. So now your turn. Go ahead.
I think we will see steady as you go until at least November.
Until at least November.
Is that five
seven.
Words?
Well,
maybe
no,
it's more.
Seven. We'll
I'm not that.
That
good at counting.
Says David Rubenstein. Mr. Rubenstein, thank you very much for your time, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.